As we just heard from Nick, law enforcement agencies are targeting drunk drivers this holiday season, but alcohol isn't the only impairment on officials' minds. Linda Gorman with AAA Arizona cites everything from eating and grooming to texting and surfing the web. She's in favor of anything that gets drivers to keep their minds on the road.
Anything that can, you know, increase the awareness and reduce the risk. We know that there are a couple of things that tend to work and have people curb behaviors. One of those is education, but enforcement is a big help.
Another factor that can play a role is engineering. Andrew Smigelski owns Southwest Traffic Engineering and says planners design your commute by starting with slower speeds and lots of access on residential streets, increasing speeds and limiting access on collector streets, arterials, and then freeways.
On your home street in your neighborhood, you have a lot of driveways. There's quite a bit of places where people can pull out of, in and out of their homes. As you get onto the arterial streets, you start seeing the amount of those driveways go away. And if you're into the old core of the cities, you'll see more driveways because that's the way we used to build. But we knew that the more driveways you have, the more conflicts you get, which drops the safety factors. And that's what we've been trying to get away from here now in current design practices now. So when you get outside the city and you see a Greenway Parkway or a Hayden Road, you'll see that there's fewer and fewer driveways, and there's areas where only you could turn left at a signal. Now, as you get up to a freeway, you can only get on and off a freeway or a highway every mile, sometimes only every two.
There's a lot of talk about how distractions like texting and using cell phones, eating a meal, combing your hair, shaving, whatever, they take your eyes off the road and make things slightly more dangerous, maybe more than slightly dangerous. As an engineer, is there a way that you can kind of account for that, or do you just have to hope that people are smart enough not to do those things?
Well, we try to design for as many things as we can, but a lot of times drivers surprise us with experience that we don't have. And we build safety into the roads. We have what we call a clear zone, and depending on the level of road, a clear zone is an area next to the traveled roadway that if you ran off of the road, you could recover your vehicle, you'd be able to stop in a safe manner, or if you did hit something like a street light or a street sign, that would buckle in a way that wouldn't go through your car, and it would have a breakaway post. So we do those kinds of things. We try to limit the access, and so we do our best, but it still comes down to, if you're not paying attention, you're texting, your head is down, it's amazing what you miss depending on your speed.
Are there factors in the valley or in the way that valley roadways have been engineered over the years that make it easier or more difficult to try to achieve some of what you're doing?
Well, it's a lot of times when you get into the core areas, whether it's Old Town Scottsdale or in Mesa or in downtown Phoenix, a lot of times these access points are set. There are buildings that are too close to the road, and we're not able to maybe add a bike lane. And so a lot of times the right-of-way makes it a challenge. So a lot of what we're doing in these new types of designs, we're seeing in the outer, in the newer neighborhoods. And when you come back into the core, you saw that the 15th Avenue, 12th Street in Phoenix, they removed the lane in each direction to try to make it safer, and they've had wonderful success there.
Andrew Smigelski owns Southwest Traffic Engineering in Phoenix.